Thursday of the eighth week of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Mark 10, verses 46 to 52. It's the story of the healing of the blind Bartimaeus. They came to Jericho, and he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd. Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, he is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. In his journey from Galilee to Judea to Jerusalem, we see that Mark begins the story with the healing of a blind man in Bethsaida, which is a little fishing town in the north part of the Jordan River. And now, as he's approaching Jerusalem, he's about 15 miles in Jericho, we see another healing of a blind man. Mark, in the Gospel, is teaching us that Jesus came to give sight to the blind. And you and I are the blind. We just don't see. Along the journey, we see that the disciples could not see that Jesus loved the children and that we have to become like them. We see also that the rich young man could not see enough to follow Jesus. He was doing all the commandments. He had many good things that he was doing, but he could not really let go and follow the Lord. So what's the story here? This blind man sees more than the rest of them. Another example is James and John. We just saw it the other day in the Gospel. They are asking for a place of prominence in the Messianic kingdom. They don't see either. And so the Pharisees, the people that are walking with Jesus, they don't see, but the blind man sees. Those who were walking now with Jesus were bothered by this man's crying out for help, for mercy, and they want him to just be silent. Sometimes we do that at church, don't we? We want peace and silence, to recollect, to be with our beloved, so we don't want any nuisance. And people sometimes become a nuisance for us, and Jesus is sad because we lack love. But there's a lot more to the story. This Bartimaeus is mentioned by name. Many of the others who were healed, they were not mentioned then by name. We know about the Samaritan woman at the well. We know about the blind man that was in Bethsaida, but We don't know their names. But this one we do. Why? Because most likely the early church knew him personally, which would mean that he truly became a disciple. You see, at the end, the Lord tells him, go your way. But he chose to make Jesus his way. Immediately receiving his sight, he followed him on the way. It's a teaching for all of us. Now, remember that the rich young man could not let go of his riches and follow Jesus. But this man, the Bartimaeus, was willing to run to Jesus, and he even left his cloak. For a beggar, that's a treasure. And in the excitement of going to Jesus, we give up everything. Another example of that is the woman at the well, the Samaritan. She left her jar and ran. When we find Jesus, he takes our life over. That's how we know. And everything now, it's only good in as much as God wants it for us so that we can serve him and love him better. But nothing is in itself something that we hold on to. And this we learn also from Bartimaeus. So now, as Jesus enters Jerusalem, there is a lot of people on the journey because they're all going to the Passover feast. All Jews would go to this feast if they could. And so Bartimaeus was very strategically positioned as a beggar, as that was the route to go to Jerusalem. And yet he could not really go because he was blind. But those who were going with Jesus, they saw Bartimaeus as a nuisance. And yet Jesus saw him in a different way and loved him and healed him so he could see. So Bartimaeus ends up joining, and now he becomes closer to Jesus. And actually, something very interesting happens. Those very people who were saying to him to be silent, once Jesus calls Bartimaeus, now they all want to say, come, take courage. It doesn't seem like Bartimaeus needed much more courage. He had it. They were the ones who were learning the lesson and opening up to see that the Lord was welcoming this man. And so it happens to us too. Even in the church, sometimes we could be left aside because we are different. And yet, once the Lord calls us, then everybody wants to encourage us. Isn't that amazing? So take courage. Look at Jesus. Believe. Make a fool of yourself if necessary. But trust and believe that he wants to give you and me and all of us sight. God bless you.